Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
216-474-0092. And I always want to remind you that you can get the latest smoke surrounding Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, which veteran quarterback seems to be most likely for the Browns, and the latest on the stadium saga. You know where that is, or saga?
No, it's saga.
Saga.
Yeah.
Awards. So don't miss Daryl Ryder or me in our latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. We'll discuss all that. To subscribe to the podcast, you can do that now at 923thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. And don't forget, you can see us on YouTube. Jeff is off today. Dan is in. And I got to tell you.
A little bit of info before we go. Abdul Carter measured today 250 pounds, 33-inch arms. So we got that going for us, which is nice.
Oh, man. I was worried that they were only going to be 32 and we were going to be
in trouble.
Well, I guess
the measurements have been all over the place. So a lot of people complaining about the measurements.
All right. So we talk about game day in Cleveland. Daryl Ryder hosted the morning show this morning, and I was able to grab him for three more minutes here because I wanted to talk to him, not only to give you a little insight on what the podcast sounds like.
About how many Westlakes there are in the country.
Yeah, so what is your problem with that? You walk in here, and I tell you the first thing I thought of when I was getting texts was like, oh, Kirk Cousins is in Westlake. And I'm like, you know, there's more than one Westlake.
That it didn't is such say, an Andy Baskin answer, by the way.
But it didn't say Westlake, Ohio on it. So the first thing I thought of was, well, is there a Westlake, Georgia? Guess what? There is a Westlake, Georgia.
But if people you know are texting you that somebody is in Westlake, I think it's very fair to assume it's Westlake, Ohio.
No, it wasn't, because they said, hey, check this out. What do you think of it? And the first thing I thought of was, what Westlake could it be? So let me clarify it for
you, Daryl,
because I know you. And if
you're married with
music?
Kids and you have nothing else better to do,
do you have any list music? Because this is worthy of music.
Daryl walks in the door, and I immediately come back to playing DJ. Okay.
Yeah, that's good with it. All right, DJ DM Fresh. For those of you who are wondering, this is the number of Westlakes there are around the United States. In California, there is Westlake Daly City.
There is this for the cameras, just Daryl, right there.
This is Westlake for Los Angeles. There's a Westlake in Thousand Oaks neighborhood. And, of course, there is Westlake Village. You're going to wake up for me, Daryl, or are you going to fall asleep on the whole thing? Let me continue on.
I had an early morning.
In Florida.
And a late night.
There is a Westlake, Florida. In Louisiana, there is a Westlake, Louisiana.
I probably was born near Westlake, Louisiana.
How about Texas?
How about Washington?
How about Virginia has Westlake Corner? There's Westlake Center in Washington to go along with the regular Westlake that is near Seattle.
It's a miracle he's still married.
And, of course, there is Westlake, Georgia and Westlake, Ohio.
So therefore,
Daryl, does it make me a fool to ask?
West Bog?
What Westlake was it? Thank you.
Yes, it does, by the way. Because, again, if someone is texting me, hey, so-and-so is in Westlake, I'm immediately going to assume they're talking about Westlake, Ohio. Otherwise,
that was not the text.
They're not breaking off a text to me.
I'm telling you.
Because I got texts yesterday, and when I got them, the first thing I assume, yep, Westlake, Ohio, let me look into this.
All right, well, Daryl, you've been shooting down everything over the last couple weeks. I mean, you've been like,
also,
pew, 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 pew.
Westlake, Georgia's out past Macon. Why in God's green earth would he be out of Atlanta?
Well, maybe he's got land out there. Maybe he was hunting or something
sometimes
like that.
Sometimes you just got to get away there, Dan.
You know, it's the same reason why I asked this. I mean, we're saying
two bags and get in line.
We're saying that maybe he was here yesterday to see Jack Conklin, who he didn't go to school with. They didn't play at Michigan State together. And Jack lives, and anyone that knows this city, unless Jack moved recently, because I remember there was a big story.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't talk about where players live.
Well, I can say east side or west side. Is that going to kill you?
Good call.
I'm just saying.
Do we all know where the starting quarterback? Does the starting quarterback live on the east side or west side? Yes or no?
No comment.
The whole world knows where he lives, right?
No comment.
Well,
no comment,
so what I'm saying is that the other Michigan State guy, his house was up for sale, lives on the east side. And I saw stories about it online. So the guy from Michigan State who's currently here, I won't even say his name. If you want to go look it up, I'll make you do work then. Does that make you feel better?
This is such an Andy Baskin segment. This,
so my
Dan,
point,
by the way, this is what I deal with on the podcast twice a week.
Dude, Monday through Friday.
Your check clear? Your check clear? Enough.
So far.
Here's my point. Why was he here, Daryl? Why was he here? It took me 7 minutes to get there. Why was he here yesterday?
I'm not even going. He was
Don't
here.
Get fired.
From what I was able to gather, he was here to hang out with a friend or two or maybe three that happened to play for the Cleveland Browns. Listen. It is late March in Northeast Ohio. Who does not want to come to the southern shores of Lake Erie in late March to hang out for a day or maybe two? And, you know, I will give Browns fan credit. I said this on the morning show with Anthony Lyman. I'm going to give Browns fan credit. They rolled out the orange and brown carpet. If it was a personal fact-finding mission for him, and I'm not saying it was, I know the Browns are not allowed to talk to him. That would be tampering.
So this is the next question I want to ask you about tampering. So I'm trying to think of the last team that got busted for tampering, I think, was Atlanta.
I do believe it was
Atlanta. And, I mean, to be honest with you, it was a $250,000 fine and a fifth-round draft pick. So
listen, you know,
is it worth it to tamper? I don't know. It's $250,000. To those guys, that's nothing.
Listen, if it wasn't done at the combine, it's not allowed, okay? Or if it's not done in the 2.5 days before the new league year, it's not allowed, okay? It's not legal. It's something we just don't talk about.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the other thing, too, is my understanding is that, according to Adam Schefter, the decision makers related to the Cleveland Browns were a little preoccupied yesterday afternoon and evening.
How hard would it have been to hop on a private plane and be back here in an hour and a half? I'm not saying that they did, because I don't want anyone to think that they were tampering. But
as,
I'm
as
just
you
saying,
say it with a sly smile
I
on your
just,
face.
I am just saying to you that if you have the means...
Dan, he's leading the witness right now. You know
if
that,
If you
right?
have the means, how long does it take to get from State College to Cleveland?
I don't know.
An hour and a half. That's
well,
it.
I'm happy that you have that knowledge. I
just looked it up like anyone else. Life. Like a good reporter would, Dan.
We live know what two good, bags right. in a line life, all right? We don't live private jet life.
All right, so listen. The first thing I did was I made sure and I checked with a couple of people to see if maybe there was something going on behind the scenes. And
here we go. Here's
whether
the
or not
stuff,
the Browns had permission from the Falcons to speak with Kirk Cousins. And I understand that there's a certain amount of anonymity and clandestine operation that you want to be having if you're trying to maybe do a little something-something. But the official on-the-record word that I had gotten back was no, that to their knowledge, that had not been granted by the Falcons to talk to Kirk Cousins. So I felt it was important to pass that nugget of information along while everybody else was losing their mind over the man's burrito bowl choice at Chipotle.
Double chicken. So. Don't you feel like you get away with something if they don't charge you for the second on the chicken there?
Yeah, but that never happened. They always charge me when I get the extra steak. I always have to pay for the extra steak.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, you got to learn how to give the smile. You got to give them the writer smile, and then I think you'll get if anything, you'll get a scoop and a half, maybe a little. Have you ever done that? Can you put? A
I do
more on
always. The only extra that they do give you is like extra sour cream. Like they will.
Oh, I've never had that one.
They
before.
Will
I've never asked
bathe
them.
The bowl in sour cream.
You don't get gypped on sour cream.
You stick your fork in and you just get a whole thing of sour cream.
Is there any way you think he was looking for condos yesterday? Would you have, if there was a possibility that...
You're asking me to speak in absolutes, and right now I can't speak in absolutes.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you another question.
Good move, because my buddy who went to law school but isn't a practicing lawyer wanted to inform us not to get sued and that this is not legal advice, so don't come back to me.
Why? What were we asking him? Did we say anything and get a suit?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
Just told by a guy who went to law school, don't get sued. So I hushed.
Well, somebody's got to come in last in law school too, don't they? I mean, there's the top of the class and there's the bottom of the class, right? Doesn't that always work? But then again, if you're at the bottom of the class, you're probably not going to law school anymore.
You're probably still going to law school if you're in the bottom
of
the class.
Yeah, that's
true. Jets, do we want this?
Yeah, I want this.
Is this what we want? Do we want Kirk Cousins? If that's the direction that this ends up going and this is all
elaborate
scheme.
I've been talking about Kirk Cousins all offseason.
We both have. All of us have. Yeah. I don't know. I like it.
And I'll be honest with you. If you gave Andrew Berry truth serum, if you gave Kevin Stefanski truth serum, I think both would say, yeah, we'd be okay with Kirk Cousins as our bridge.
Yeah.
Here's the question that needs to be asked, though.
Okay.
And that is, does Kirk Cousins want to come to a team that's about to draft a quarterback? And get he just dealt with that situation in Atlanta. Does he want to come here?
Right. So this is our point, and we both made this. I think you agreed with me on the podcast on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, that if the Browns don't draft a quarterback at two, then he could be in a good situation to be at least a starting quarterback for this year and maybe into next year.
You missed what I said on the morning show, didn't you?
Would you say something different on the morning show today?
I got it.
Would you reverse course on me?
No, I didn't reverse course on you, but I have a new theory of what's going
to
go down.
All right, give it to me. Then let's hear it.
Abdul Carter at two.
Yes, okay. Keep talking.
The Browns will trade 33 and other picks to move back into the first round.
They will select
a quarterback, and that will be the rookie quarterback that they'll try and groom either to start week one or possibly be the franchise quarterback because they want a fifth year of control. And also, too, if it doesn't work,
you said this on the podcast the other
day.
You
got to understand, when I left my car this morning, okay, at 5 a.m. to walk in.
I'm giving you credit.
I know. I hit the door and my watch is pinging because I left the phone in the car, okay?
Oh,
Two weeks ago, I left my tripod at Rock and Arena. Okay, I don't remember what I did yesterday, let alone what I said yesterday, but I try and stay consistent.
Oh, now I see how important the podcast is to you. I used to think
it
was important.
It's very important to
me. Maybe it's time to switch gears. All right, I just want to make sure.
It's very important to me. I promote it every time. As soon as it comes out, I make sure I
know
post on X.
I'm
then
proud
I look
of you.
At Andy Baskin's account, and I don't see anything.
That's why.
I know, because you're never on your account.
Well, no, I'm on there every once in a while. Did you see the picture of Jeff and I that I put out from when we were doing Tribe
Well,
Time?
That was on Facebook, though.
Oh, yeah, it was Facebook.
Yeah, because I commented. I said I didn't.
Oh, you did, yes.
Yeah, I forgot that Jeff had hair. See, who's not remembering something? Ah, yeah, see? Huh?
I do have you by quite a few years, just so you know that. All right, this is the kind of fun you get on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland.
You have me by quite a few more gray hairs. How about that?
Trust me, you have a couple kids and you'll have any amount of gray hair you ever wanted, just so you know.
That is why I'm single and kidless and look this young.
Look at that hair. It's fantastic. He's Darryl Ryder. Thank you, Darryl. We squeezed an extra segment out of you today. Well done. Well done. Clark Kellogg's going to join us in the next hour, and I know you got a couple of folks that we want to talk to us on the phone lines about Kirk Cousins. Look, I'm going to just go to the bottom line on this thing. Like, are we happy that he was here yesterday? Because I tell you, I am. Whether he ends up on this team or not, I'm down with the fact that he was here yesterday. I don't think that's a bad thing. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.